in the 9 minutes remaining to us, I want to touch again on some things I covered in our debriefing period after our second practice. I noticed some difficulties people were having talking about the news. You were talking about all different kinds of news stories and adding things and trying out new sentences, and as a result, you were running into things that you didn't know how to say or weren't sure how to say. And I turned those into 5 points about 5 points about Nuchanov that are too advanced for beginners, but that intermediate and advanced learners always run into and need to know about. Those 5 points have to do with words for seeing and hearing, words for going, words for taking care, words for cooking, and words for visiting. And I will now spend 1 or 2 minutes saying again what I said about those topics, but I'm going to try to do it as clearly as possible because this is being recorded for posterity. Let's start with words for seeing and hearing. Just like English does, Nuchanov makes a distinction between things we see and hear by accident versus things we look at or listen to on purpose. So na'a is the word for hearing something by accident. Na'ata is the word for listening to something on purpose. Similarly, when I see something by accident, the word is natsa, seeing it, natsa. But when I watch something on purpose, the word is ya'ath, or in northern dialects, natso, watching it. So you have to know each of those words and use them appropriately. But in addition, each of those words has at least two different aspect forms in Nuchanov. So hearing something continuously is na'a, but if I hear something and then it's done, the word is ne'ichit in Barkley sound. Ne'ichit means to hear and be done. So we had an example this morning where one person was listening to music on purpose for a while. So the word we want there is na'atah. Na'atahit wa'in nuk. She was listening to music for a while. Continuous aspect. But another person heard some crows and then it was over. The word we want there is ne'ichit. Ne'ichitlit wa'in k'e'in. She heard some crows and then it was done. Hearing by accident, complete aspect. When it comes to seeing, seeing by accident continuously is natsa, but to see something momentaneously and then be done is nachu'ath or natsichit. So when you want to say that you saw something, the word you want is natsichit or nachu'ath. When we talk about looking at something, ya'ath and natso mean watching over a period of time, continuous aspect. But if you looked at something quickly and then you were done, the word you want is nashit. Nashit means to look at something and then be done, complete aspect. So that's at least 7 words that you need to memorize and use properly, depending on your dialect. Next important topic for intermediate and advanced learners is words for going. English has a peculiarity that we like to use the words walk and drive as verbs of going. We like to say, I walked to school. I drove to Tofino. This is an English peculiarity that Nuchanov does not do this. In Nuchanov, when you talk about going to a place, you use the verb to go, which is utsachit in the complete aspect and utsuuk in the ongoing aspect. That word utsuuk differs a lot from dialect to dialect. East Barkley Sound, it's utsuuk. West Barkley Sound and Tloquid say utsiuk, also Ahouseats. Heshkwitz and Hadasit say utsayuk. And Cayucas don't even use that word, they use utsdeh instead. So you need to learn the ongoing aspect verb for going for your particular dialect. In all dialects, the complete form is utsachit. And when you talk about going to a place, if that is the point of your sentence, that someone went to a place, you need the verb to go. Do not use the verbs to walk or drive if walking and driving are not the point. We had a question about words for taking care. Nuchanov has these two very similar words that can both be translated as taking care. One is u'athuk, short, long, short, u'athuk. The other is u'yathuk, long, short, short, u'yathuk. For a couple of years, I thought these were the same word. It wasn't until I'd heard them both a couple hundred times that I realized these really were two different words that meant slightly different things. To put it briefly, u'athuk, short long short, u'athuk seems to be in the continuous aspect and means looking after something, taking care of something, such as a child or a house or a sick person. U'yathuk, long short short, u'yathuk means taking care in the sense of being careful, watching out for danger. This is the word that we use for excuse me, u'yathukwis, literally watch out for me. And it's also we can also use it to tell someone to travel safely. U'yathuk i'atha, take care while traveling or doing whatever you're doing. U'yathuk i'atha. Josh points out that Nuchanov has specific words for saying exactly by what means one travels. So if it's important that we went on foot, we can say use yatsiyik for meaning to go on foot. We can use chapiyik to mean going by canoe. Those are the words we use when that is the point of the sentence. The point of the sentence is to clarify exactly how we went. But if the point of the sentence is just to say that we went somewhere, we would not mention those words. Does that make sense? Our next point has to do with words for cooking. One of the most frequent words in the language is uquil or uquil. Most dialects pronounce it short long, but some pronounce it long long. Uquil or uquil, meaning making it. This can be used with just about anything, including food. So making food, we can use uquil. But there are also better words to use for certain kinds of cooking. One of those is Barkly sound utsaka, utsaka. And Central Northern utsak, utsak. These mean to cook it, to cook food. And I believe, as far as I understand, they imply cooking on a stovetop, boiling. But if we're talking about baking, the word is chapmakt. Chapmakt means baking. Chapmakt has the same root as chamasip. We learned this word in Unit 13 for setting the table. Chamasip means to put a plate or dish of food on the table. Chapmakt has the same root but a different ending. It literally means plate of food inside, and it's used for baking. Josh recalls an example from the story of Raven and Bear, where Raven and Bear take turns inviting each other to their houses and feeding each other. And he remembers the word utsak being used for cooking in that, where it doesn't seem to refer to boiling. This is an interesting question that we need to do more research on and talk about more. I could easily believe that utsak could mean cooking with heat, not necessarily by boiling, but I could also believe that Bear was, when he said utsak with das hen, are we going to cook it? He was talking about boiling, because traditionally that was how Nuchanov people cooked large amounts of food, was by putting water into boxes, heating the water with hot rocks, and then boiling the food inside the boxes. There are other ways of cooking. For example, there's klapchas, which is butterflying the salmon and putting it right by a open flame, and that kind of cooking has that specific name that we just said, klapchas. So I'm not convinced yet that utsak doesn't always refer to boiling, but I would like to know better. So let's continue talking about that. Yes. Bev shares a good example. She remembers hearing her mom say many times to her stepfather, "Ha umtsakshi," start cooking the food. And in Bev's understanding, it did not necessarily refer to boiling. Maybe these examples, Josh's example and Bev's example, are showing us that the word utsak means to cook with heat, not necessarily by boiling. Yes, good question. The question is, when do we use sikhil for cooking as opposed to utsaka in Barkly Sound dialects? This has to do with transitivity. This is just like the example of ha'uk versus u'is. Ha'uk means eating, period. U'is means to eat something. So if you want to mention what's being eaten, you need to use u'is. If you're just saying eating, period, that is, if you have a one participant sentence, then you want ha'uk. Same with cooking. Sikhil is a one participant verb. It means cooking, period. But if you want to mention what's being cooked, then you need utsaka. And Nuchanov is full of intransitive transitive pairs like this, where you use one verb for one participant clauses and the other verb for two participants. And we will keep coming back to this general topic, the topic of transitivity. I believe that's all the time we have for today, unless someone else has a burning question. Let's take our break, and I will see the Keeners at 2 o'clock for our Saturday practice. Chooch.